eat blue John when it done turned blue.
Mm-hmm. Something kind of like a fruit pie, only it's got several layers of fruit and dough in it. You'd call that a...
Like what?
A fruit pie, maybe made out of apples.
Well, I reckon you'd call it apple pie if it's made out of apples.
Uh-huh. Did you ever hear of a deep dish apple pie or apple cobbler or apple...
I've heard of apple cobbler.
Uh-huh.
And blackberry cobbler.
Mm-hmm.
And blackberry pie. Now, blackberry pie, they roll the dough out like they do when you're making chicken dumplings and put on it. But a cobbler, you just put your bass in a pot and cook them and drop that dough in there in little wads like you feed it off to make a biscuit with.
Mm-hmm. Say if someone had a good appetite, you'd say he sure likes to put away his...
Likes him what?
He sure likes to put away his...
Yeah, like to put it away good.
His what?
I'd like to, you mean if I had an appetite, I'd like to put food away good.
Uh-huh. Would you ever call it victuals?
Yeah, some people calls it victuals.
Uh-huh. Say you might take milk or cream and mix that with maybe sugar or nutmeg and make a sweet liquid that you could pour over pie.
Called out a cream pie.
Uh-huh.
You see, like I was telling you about, I've never been sick in my life or nothing, but here last year, I've been a big eater. I used to never get enough to eat when I'd fill up and have to quit.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I got sick and swelled up on this side and went to the doctor and took me to the hospital, and I stayed 9 weeks, and they decided I had a gas pocket.
Mm-hmm.
And of course they treat me for it. I stayed on diet 3 weeks and I got all right, in good shape. And after I went back and got a checkup, he told me I'd eat anything I wanted, but he told me old people shouldn't overeat themselves. So that's what caused me to have that gas pocket, eating mm-hmm. too much, overeating myself. So I cut down on my eating now. Mm-hmm. I weighed 182 and I weigh 161. Mm-hmm. I quit before I get enough.
Mm-hmm. Food taken between regular meals, you'd call that a...
A snack.
Uh-huh. And say if dinner was on the table and the family's standing around the table.
You tell them dinner's ready.
And you tell them to...
Sit down.
Huh?
Tell them to sit down.
Okay. So you say, so then he went ahead and...
Asked the blessing, then you go to eating.
Uh-huh. Or if he was standing up, you'd say, so then he went ahead and what down?
Well, they'd say sit down, some say have a seat.
Uh-huh. And...
And somehow I used to tell them, you know, that's just old people talk way. Some of them say, well, have a seat. They say, well, I have one that I just want a place to put it. So, well, sit down.
Say, if you want... If there's some potatoes on the table, you might say, I'm eating dinner with y'all. Y'all might say, well...
Have a potato. Or will you take one?
Uh-huh. Or don't wait until they're passed over to you. Just go ahead and...
Some of them reach over and get them.
Uh-huh. Or go ahead and what?
Help yourself.
Uh-huh. So I'd say, so then I went ahead and what myself to the potatoes. I went ahead and...
Helped yourself. Uh-huh. Yeah.
And you might say, then you asked me to pass them over to you since I had already...
I asked you, would you please pass the potatoes over?
Since I had already what myself?
Helped yourself, yeah.
Uh-huh. And if I offer you some food that you don't want, you might say, no thank you, I don't.
I don't care for any of that.
Uh-huh. And if food's been cooked and served a second time, you say that it's been...
It's been second serving.
Uh-huh.
But, you know, now, we do that. We don't throw nothing away. A lot of time, me and old lady, we cook, have something left over.